Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, I'm so excited to have on Mehmet Afeya Kingun. He is the board member at the Boston Islamic Seminary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Muhi. It's my honor to join this amazing show.
Appreciate it. So for those who are unfamiliar with the Boston Islamic Seminary, if you had 2 minutes to share more about the work that BIS does, what would you like people to know?
Boston Islamic Seminary is a graduate school for leadership and an educational institution that basically equips American Muslims with the knowledge and tools and frameworks to allow them to serve our community better. And it provides programming in that regard. We believe that the American Muslim community is at a defining moment in determining its future. And to achieve a long-term impact in different areas of life and community, we believe that institutions like BIS is necessary. We do this in two different ways. One is our certificate programs and fellowships. These programs are open to anyone, like our Islamic bioethics certificate degree that Muslims in different professions can join and equip themselves with understanding from an Islamic framework to maximize their impact in their workplace. The second is our Master's in Islamic Religious Leadership. We are actually just launching this our MIRL Master's degree this fall, and we just opened our applications last weekend, and we'll accept our first cohort. And this program will train American Muslim religious leaderships who will become chaplains, imams, youth leaders, counselors, and executives in nonprofit organizations for the Muslim community, for serving the Muslim community.
That's really fascinating to hear. And I'm glad that BIS is there as a resource to the community. So all of this work, I'm sure, takes a lot of time and commitment. And if you had a minute to thank your donors or fellow board members and staff members and volunteers, what would you like to say?
I would thank them for supporting institutions with a long-term mindset. Our community has a lot of short-term needs, and anything from poverty to operating our messes and so forth. But it takes a lot of energy and effort to continuously invest in an organization like BIS that takes decades sometimes to really build, and whose impact will be seen over a period of time. And I want to thank them for also helping me be transformed by an organization like BIS. Because when I was a college student at MIT, BIS was there as a resource when I was, and me and my friends were in the most need in helping us better become better equipped as Muslims in our service to our community.
Yeah, I can think of back in my college time as well, and it was just such a formative time in my youth, and it allowed me to progress as a leader. And if it wasn't for mentors and organizations and others who invested in our youth and the fellow MSAs and similar organizations, it wouldn't have been as lively of a college experience. So, in terms of your partnership with BIS and American Muslim Community Foundation, what would you like to say?
Yeah, we're very grateful to have American Muslim Community Foundation as a resource and partner, because organizations like AMCF actually enable individuals to become long-term investors, endowers of capital for institutions that need this type of investment in the long term. And I believe that by working with AMCF, we will be able to access donors, access supporters who will endow their money to become sadaqah jariyah for us in the long term, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. So with the last 45 seconds, what are 3 organizations that you personally give your zakat or sadaqah to?
So I'm coming from a family of educators, and I really try to do my best in supporting Muslim education institutions in the U.S. So my top 3 are Zaytuna College, Yakin Institute, and Boston Islamic Seminary.
Fantastic. You can learn more about each of those organizations in AMCF's nonprofit directory. You can find out more about the Boston Islamic Seminary at bostonislamicseminary.org and on social media at Boston Islamic Seminary. Mehmet, it was such a wonderful conversation with you, and I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to share more about BIS. Thank you for joining.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be one of your guests and represent Boston Islamic Seminary today.
Take care. Ramadan Mubarak and Assalamu Alaikum.
Alaikum salam, Ramadan Mubarak.